It is time to check sports. Time to bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike. Since the last time we spoke, there's a lot to talk about.
There is?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, there's a lot.
I'll let you start then.
Okay. I thought the game, and I thought it was going to be the worst game of the day, the final game of the day, Oregon versus Wisconsin or whatever, was an outstanding football game to watch.
The game was fixed.
There was that one bad call. You're right.
Well, not only the call. Did you see that kid trying to punt the ball?
No. That I missed. What was that?
The ball was snapped to him. He dropped the ball. Mm-hmm. It's like he dropped the ball and forgot to move his leg to kick it. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Didn't that happen to the wind of gust when the Giants were playing the Bears?
Yeah, but that was because the wind blew the ball. There was no wind blowing 40 miles an hour in California yesterday like it was that day with Landetta in Chicago. That wasn't the case. This kid, you got to be able to find it somewhere.
Right.
He dropped the ball. He didn't miss it. He just dropped the ball on the ground.
Is that the kid where the other kid picked it up and ran in for a touchdown?
Yes.
Okay, then I did see that. I thought it was blocked. Oh.
No, well, he never attempted to kick it.
Oh, all right. So that's why I thought it was. That shows you. I thought it was blocked. And
no, watch it again. He didn't try to kick the ball. Maybe he tried to make a kick in motion when it was on the ground, but no. I texted a few of my friends immediately, and I was like, what was that? Did this kid, like, have $600 on Oregon or what?
Well, it was pretty amazing then. All right.
Well, ooh, that was pitiful.
The other games were pretty pitiful.
Only watched that one, and I watched the Georgia-Baylor game at night. That's all I watched yesterday.
Yeah. That game was okay, but it wasn't that great. So anyways. The other stories, the lead stories to talk about, of course, the death of Don Larsen, former Yankee pitcher, and David Stern, former NBA commissioner.
Yeah, two guys went yesterday.
Yeah.
Larsen was 90, died from esophageal cancer, and Stern had a brain hemorrhage about a week ago or something.
Yeah, he was 77. So.
Yep.
So those two are gone. And of course, the coach of the Giants is gone, but Gettleman stays on. I can't believe that they're going to keep Gettleman on.
That's ridiculous. I mean, I'm not picking on the Giants.
No.
Me and you go at it once in a while. I'm not picking on the Giants because it's the Giants. This makes absolutely no sense. And I was reading some of the articles about it. This guy is like double talking himself, and he doesn't have answers for people. How this guy has a job and how the Giants expect to better themselves with him in the position is way out of my pay grade.
I just think they're treading water, to be honest with you. I can't believe that they're going to bring in a coach of any stature that is going to want a different general manager than hired that coach.
But you know, the Giants, as you well know, they're not that kind of organization that they're going to go back and change when they said something that they're going to do. They're not the type of people that are going to say, now we're going to get rid of this guy because we got a new coach. And I can't see a coach like the best one out there right now, in my opinion, is McCarthy. I can't see McCarthy coming to the Giants and taking that job with him as the GM.
Yeah.
Now, McCarthy did, I think, I might be wrong, but I think he did both jobs for a little while in Green Bay, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, no, I think he did. I think he did. But anyway, so that's I still think that Gettleman's not as solid as
everybody
thinks.
This guy's got to go. I mean, you listen to his answers, and it's like he's just trying to get around things and give answers to kind of like make people stop asking questions.
He's done two good things over the past 2 years, and that's only because the Giants had a good location in the draft.
Yeah, they got the quarterback and the running back.
Yeah.
Every free agent signing and everything else he did has been awful.
Yeah. So
about the one guy he traded two draft picks for?
Yeah.
And then the guy wasn't even playing anymore.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, pretty amazing. That's all I got
to
say.
So how he has a job, I don't know.
Neither do I. Yeah.
That's a bad move by the Giants.
But everybody's talking like Ron Rivera is such a great coach. He's not such a great coach. He's a good coach. He's a disciplinarian. But there's another coach who's in his career is just above 500.
That's another one. I mean, what was the record of the Panthers this year? Like 5-11 or something like that? Awful. And they're going to say it was because Newton didn't play. Well, even when Newton plays, they stink. And he got a job like 8 hours after he got fired.
Oh, gosh. It's funny.
Yeah,
I don't get it. I was watching the NFL Network, the Good Morning Football, and one of the commentators, and they're all young people, okay? They were talking about Black Monday on Monday morning. And this commentator is black. He goes, I don't know why they call it White Monday. He says, because they never hire any black coaches on Black Monday.
What a way to spin it.
No, it was just funny the way he said it. Anyway, so we'll have to see what happens with the Giants. I can't believe that Gettleman's going to stay, all right? I just can't.
I can't see the Giants going back on their words. They never do.
I know, well. Because you're just not going to unless the person they bring in, they say that they give him saying that you're here, this is your team. I just can't believe that anybody worth their salt is going to come in and work under Gettleman. That's all.
I can't see them getting anybody but McCarthy because he's the guy out there that the Giants need to get. And if they don't get him, they're going to have egg on their face. And if they bring him in, and I don't know. I just don't know what the Giants are going to do. But that's the man that they need to sign. And they're doing with their GM, he's not going to come here.
I think they should sign what's-his-name in Michigan because they're going to get tired with him losing all these big games, even though he's got...
Oh, Harbaugh?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he'd be a good hire for the Giants.
I don't know. He got fired from San Francisco for a reason, didn't he?
Yeah, but he had four great years there.
So you, I don't know.
Come on, we're looking at 6 years without the 7 years, 6 years out of seven without the playoffs, and 6 years in a row not winning more than a handful of games a year. Come on, I'll trade that for four good years.
Well, once again. He has a lot to say with the draft because he got fired from San Francisco for arguing with the GM. So you're going to have a problem already unless they fire the GM before he even gets here.
That's what I'm talking about.
The Giants painted themselves in a corner.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Can't even get any rest during off season.
They need, like we said the other day, they needed to clean house, and they didn't do it. So now they have to live with it and everything that goes with it, and that's definitely going to affect who they bring in the coach. Because you know, like I said, they don't go back on their words.
No, they don't. All right. Anything, how'd your racing do?
What racing? Today's Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. It's been so long since it's been so long since we've been on the air together.
Well, we spoke Monday.
That's what I mean, but it seems like it's Monday again.
Monday night, I could not. I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning, wide awake. I couldn't fall asleep.
And then you always fall asleep at the inappropriate times. It's just the way it happens when that happens.
I mean, at 3 a.m., I was wide awake. I don't even know what time it was. I fell asleep. Had to be after 4. And I wasn't out, and I wasn't doing anything. I was sitting watching TV all night long. I was watching what was it? Hot Tub Time Machine or something like that.
All right, so we don't have any NFL picks till tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday. It's like a double weekend every week for the last 2 weeks.
But we are going to have potentially is a really good college championship game.
Should be.
It should be.
Yeah. I mean, I think I know. I know who I'm going to pick, it should be a good game.
I'm going to pick LSU.
Oh, so am I.
Yeah.
The line moved from 3.5 to 5 already.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to go higher than that.
Yeah. And I like Clemson.
Oh, so do I. I like both teams.
Both teams.
I mean, it's a it's a championship that when I put my head on the pillow that night, I won't be upset as to whose wins.
Yeah.
But I just think LSU is one of the best teams I've seen in a long time in college.
Yeah, they're unbelievable.
But Clemson's a good team. Yeah. It won't surprise me if they win. You know, if Burrow throws a couple of interceptions or LSU fumbles the ball a few times, it might be too much for them to overcome. And Clemson can score. It's just going to be a good game. Should be the best college championship in a long time. But we've had some pretty good ones.
All right. Well, I got to get on to the weather with Pat, but I'll speak to you mañana.
Yeah, we'll have some races for tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday.
All right. Take care, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Coffey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.